Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 19, Sunday, 2020, day 19. Today's topic, when love foundation are destroyed, what can you do? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 11, verses 1 to 7, Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to chapter 41, verse 16, Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 to chapter 13, verse 23, Proverbs 3, verses 33 to 35. Today's main passage, one passage, Psalm 11, verse 3. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is the foundation are destroyed. What can you do? Yesterday, we learned that Israel, the father of all Israelites, needed 28 years to be revived. Today, Psalm 11, verse 3 gives us a sad reality of human beings after being created by God. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The topic I receive is, the foundations are being destroyed. What can you do? This year is the 11th year. Since I was being consecrated as a bishop, the major role I received from our Lord Jesus Christ of the past 11 years is to help as many Christians as possible to repent from forgetting God and not being with the Lord each day, to return to Him and to enjoy an intimate relationship with Him every day. We often spend hours and hours on internet, cell phone, and all kinds of busyness, forgetting that Jesus loves to be with us each day. I put in below photos of the first page of the third chapter of my book, Micro Macro Discipling, for you to read so that you understand the imminent crisis of global church and many Christians. Two pastors whom I knew and are in important positions both admitted that it's been a long time since they had devotion, and be with Jesus. I use a missing DNA to describe what does when the foundations are destroyed means. We can see the big difference of Jacob, of God with him and God was not with him in the past 2 days. We can see in today's Genesis passages of how powerful it was that God was with Joseph. We can see two very important points of having God as the foundation and being with God. Number one, successful in everywhere and in everything he did. Genesis chapter 39, verse 23. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Number two, knowing that this is not his power, but God's miraculous works, and be willing to exercise the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. I cannot do it, Joseph replied to Pharaoh, but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires. How about you? Jesus tells us in today's Matthew that those people who are considered as foundations being destroyed are those whose heart have become calloused. Listen, but can't hear anything. See, but can't see anything. Why? Look at Jacob, and you know why. Jacob listened and have seen much of what God led him, but his anger against God of taking away his beloved wife made him to be in a spiritual coma for 28 years. After 28 years, he was being revived. The foundations are being destroyed. What can you do? Today's Proverbs 3 verses 33 to 35 gives us an answer. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame. That is exactly what Joseph experienced and witnessed. This is exactly how Jesus promises to all who are his family members. That's from Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to remember to be with you each day. You are the one and only foundation. Lead me each day so that you can use me to bring your healing, freedom, and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is your response to today's topic? The foundations are destroyed. What can you do? Number two, what is your next step to be with Jesus more often? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.